I'm Mike Breen, host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician and AMS Public Awareness Officer, and I'm talking with Eric Schneider, who was one of the 10 contestants for the 2013 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place in San Diego. And Eric is a senior at High Technology High School. And Eric, what are you looking forward to with regard to the competition or the conference?
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting the other contestants. And also, coming from New Jersey, I'm looking forward to the warmer California weather.
Yeah, you mentioned the weather, Eric. You've had a tough time recently.
Yeah. Well, we were out of power for 6 days, and I'm out of school for 10 days, and we even just had a snowstorm, which had tons of snow. But otherwise, everything's good. I'm not in a bad situation. But for a lot of the rest of New Jersey, a lot of people are in a really hard situation, and a lot of houses have been destroyed. So for me, it's not bad, but for them, I hope the best.
And you have power now. Everything's back to normal for you?
Mm-hmm. Right now, everything's normal for me. Mm-hmm.
Good. You have a lot of accomplishments, Eric, but one of your accomplishments has to do with physics and the International Physics Olympiad. Can you tell us about the most recent one you attended?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My experience at the International Physics Olympiad in Estonia was incredible. Having already qualified as a finalist or semifinalist at 6 academic Olympiads, it was exciting to achieve my goal of participating at the international level. In addition to earning a gold medal, which I achieved, I was also thrilled to earn a special prize for the best theoretical solution.
You probably do remember what the problem was that you solved. What was it?
Well, actually, it was a set of series of questions because they like taking a question and breaking up into lots of pieces. But one of the questions in that set was you tried sending a projectile over a spherical house, and you wanted to know exactly what the minimum velocity you needed to hit the top of the house was from the ground.
Just like it is with most of physics, being good in math helps with that, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Math is a base for everything.
We like to hear that, Eric. So that sounds like you would need some calculus. Is calculus expected for this?
Well, calculus definitely helps, although it's not necessary for much of the Olympiad physics.
Just making things a little lighter, but still having to do with math. You wrote on your information form that you named your dog Triggy.
Yes.
Which is short for trigonometry.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And so was there something about the dog that reminded you of trigonometry? How'd you get that name?
No, it's just we were trying to think of a dog name, so we were going through a bunch of the standard ones, and Trig just sounded right.
And then if someone asks you if your dog can speak English, do you say, no, of course he can't? Sorry, Eric, it just occurred to me. I should have probably let it slip by. Also on your form, you wanted to thank a couple of your ARMO coaches.
Yes, Professor Davis and Professor Monks have been a huge help in aiding my mathematical development.
ARMO standing for American Regions Mathematics League.
Mm-hmm.
And one is at Lehigh. Is that Professor Davis?
Mm-hmm.
And where is Professor Monks?
I believe he's at Scranton University.
At Scranton, right, that's right, yes. So now, Eric, also, you participated at the most recent one in 2012 in Boston, and you were runner-up at that. We made a mistake on one of the questions, and you'd answered the question that was on the screen, even though we were thinking of a different question, which isn't so good. We promised to proofread things better this time, and you hope to even do better this time.
Of course. I always strive to do my best.
And so you'd like to win?
I hope. I mean, I think my past experience will help me to be less nervous since I have a greater understanding about what to expect in terms of how the game is played.
What a couple people have said is that they were surprised at how fast the game moves. Is that one thing you think, having been through it already, will help you?
Well, I mean, I'm used to speed competitions. I practice for the countdown round in math counts, so I kind of expected it to be that fast-paced kind of competition.
And you also have a competition, as we're recording this, it's coming up in Beijing, correct?
Yes.
And what is that?
That is the World Math Championship, so I hope to do well there, again, at an international level.
That sounds like quite an experience to go to China.
I hope so.
And this will be your first time?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've never been to China before.
Yeah, I know how you feel because I haven't either. All right, and so Eric, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I want to mention again that my heart goes out to any victims of Hurricane Sandy, which has negatively affected many people across the U.S., particularly in the Northeast and in New Jersey. Also, I'd like to thank my parents, Adam and Karen Schneider, and as you mentioned, my ARMO coaches, Dr. Davis and Dr. Monks, for their continued support. And I also want to thank you, Mr. Breen, and the American Mathematical Society for sponsoring this contest.
Well, that's nice of you. Thanks very much for doing that, Eric. That's Eric Schneider, who is a senior at High Technology High School and one of the 10 qualifiers from across the country for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. And that'll be in San Diego Thursday morning from 9:30 to 11 Pacific time. And so it'll seem like you're sleeping late that morning, Eric, because you'll be on Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, thanks a lot.
Thank you.